This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday. Woo!
What, Sarah? What?
I never jump with you guys, and I definitely wouldn't today because
why?
It looked exhausting, more than usual, and I have to save my energy for the jumping I will be doing tomorrow night with the men, or tomorrow afternoon with the men's room.
Boy.
If you're going to Bremerton, I'll be there.
When's the last time you've been to Bremerton?
Ooh. I was once seeing a dude in the Navy, so right before George.
Oh!
Yep.
Sarah, spell the word Bremerton.
I think I say spell the word semen.
Oh!
Like, you know, guys in the Navy.
No, I got you. Thank you.
I don't think I want to spell either. Let's get to Angie from Monroe. Angie, are you there?
Yes, and I have a helper.
You have a helper? Who's your helper?
Tyler.
Hey, Tyler. Okay, Angie.
Hello.
And Tyler. If you beat Mr. Miggs, I'm going to send you a beautiful Daily Miggs gold medal in honor of the Olympics. So a lot is on the line because these are actually very cool. No pressure.
I'm excited. We already beat him once. We can do it again.
But only one medal.
Only one medal, though.
You have to figure out visitation rights.
Yes.
All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
All right, bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Angie and Taylor have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Who is the lead singer of the Rolling Stones?
Mick Jagger.
Correct. Recently surpassing Frozen 2, what movie became the highest grossing animated film of all time? How many children do Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively have together?
Three?
No.
Two?
No.
Four.
Correct. What rapper carried the Olympic torch on its final leg through Paris today?
Snoop Dogg?
Yeah. What animal has the heaviest tongue out of any animal?
Giraffe?
No.
Pass.
Jennifer Lopez recently had her 55th birthday themed like what popular Netflix show?
I don't know. Pass.
What band had the hit 90s song Barbie Girl?
Aqua.
Yes. What is the official currency of France?
Euro.
Correct.
Ooh.
Angie and friend, you got 5 correct.
Not bad.
Not great. See, this is
not as good as last time. We had 9-6 last time.
Oh, see, 469. I think this is where sometimes having a helper is actually not a good thing, you know?
Because there's too much time to speculate.
There's too much time. There's too much info. But I don't know. Steve?
Yes.
Are you ready?
I'm walking in with the torch just like Snoop Dogg. I'm watching the video of that.
Sorry, you don't look nearly as cool.
No, it's because I don't have the tracksuit.
That's the only reason, yeah.
And the shades.
You do own some tracksuits, so you need to do it more often.
When are you going to make the transition to just tracksuits every day?
I got to get more than one tracksuit.
That's fine. I do love them.
I do love a good
tracksuit. You just have one, though?
I do.
I thought you had more than one.
Just one black one. I need an Olympics one.
Yes, in multiple
all
colors.
White. Oh.
That'd be sick.
I mean, he looks good.
So does. Are you ready?
Yes.
Who is the lead singer of the Rolling Stones?
Mick Jagger.
You know it. Recently surpassing Frozen 2, what movie became the highest grossing animated film of all time?
Oh, crap. Is it Toy Story?
No.
Inside Out.
No.
Inside.
No. How many children do Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively have together?
Four.
Correct.
Oh.
What rapper carried the Olympic torch on its final leg through Paris today?
D-O-double-G and on the scene. Paris. Oh, yeah. Snoop Dogg.
Correct. What animal has the heaviest tongue out of any animal?
I'll go giraffe.
No.
Elephant.
No.
Rhinoceros.
No. Jennifer Lopez recently had her 55th birthday themed like what popular Netflix show?
Squid Games.
No.
Stranger Things.
No.
Bridgerton.
Yes. What band had the hit 90s song Barbie Girl?
Aqua.
You know it. What is the official currency of France?
Euros.
Yes. The sun is mostly made up of what element?
Air.
No.
Gas.
No.
Methane.
No. Steve, doesn't matter because you got 6 correct, which is closer than I thought it'd be, but 6-5. Congrats,
yes!
Steve.
Good job, Steve.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Angie.
Wow, that was close.
You rock. Have a good weekend.
Whew, that was a little stressful.
Yeah, because we didn't make that many medals, so I was a little nervous.
And you've already lost today, so.
I know. I was like, if I lose 2, you guys are going to be like, dude, what are we doing here?
You're going to kick yourself. You said Inside Out and Inside.
It's Inside Out 2.
Inside Out 2.
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What animal has the heaviest tongue out of any animal?
Whale.
You know it.
Ah.
Do you know what specific kind of whale?
Blue whale?
Yes.
Oh. How did I weigh that?
Well, you know, you get a whale, you get a scale, and then you put the tongue wide.
A whale
you got to remove the tongue from the mouth in order. I guess it has to be a dead whale.
I think they're dead. Oh, okay. Yeah.
On his yearly whale checkup, he makes sure that they check all the weight of the animal.
So how much does a human tongue weigh?
Well, yours is really large, so yours probably weighs more than average.
You think a good 3-4 pounds?
Yeah. No. Do not give yourself that credit. Hey, babe.
What kind of credit is that? Did you know I have a 3-pound tongue?
That's your pickup line?
Yeah.
It's long and girthy.
I feel like that would never work.
Oh, well, I mean, I can't talk for myself. Got me with a stick
of gum. I don't
know,
that weird pause, I feel like you might have been impressed by a guy who says he has a 3-pound tongue.
And I do know that I have in my little notes that a blue whale tongue weighs 2.7 tons.
Wow, that's insane.
And a human tongue weighs 99 grams, whatever that means.
Okay, thanks for that. The sun is mostly made up of what element?
Anyone?
Hydrogen.
Wow, Danny.
Yeah.
I didn't say that.
No. You said methane.
Okay.
And air.
Gas.
Yes. I said air. That's what I said.
Yeah. You still won somehow. Congratulations.
What is the most embarrassing way that you have hurt yourself?
Yes, Taryn.
Well, it was yesterday doing cheerleading and today doing stair walking. 206-803-ROCK. I have a feeling someone out there can top my story of injuries that were embarrassing. And a story about people hurting themselves playing video games is what we're going to talk about next. 206-803-ROCK. How did you hurt yourself in an embarrassing way? We'll take your calls after Bon Jovi.
The Daily Mix Show.
What is the most embarrassing way that you have hurt yourself? 206-803-ROCK. There are virtual reality players suffering real life injuries, Steve Miggs.
Okay. So these aren't virtual injuries.
No, these are very much reality injuries. The most common VR related injury is a fracture followed by lacerations, contusions, and then strains or sprains. They have a doctor named Ryan, Dr. Ryan, and a tech perfector named Ahmed talking about these injuries.
While playing a VR game, you know, they didn't see the wall was there in front of them. They were, you know, lashing out at something. They hit the wall with their hand and broke one of the bones in their hand. They also saw a large number of injuries to the face. And those were not just the participants themselves, but injuries to other people.
I mean, I give them very specific tips. Stay away from stairs. Stay away from balconies. Stay away from the windows.
Yeah, I'd almost have a padded room.
Yeah.
Because whenever have you ever played virtual reality
yes,
where you put the glasses on?
I get motion sickness every time.
I don't get motion sickness, but I definitely have this weird, I don't know where I am and what's in front of me. Like, it's even like when you go into like one of those like haunted houses where it's just pitch black. You're like, I don't know where the walls are. And this is kind of giving me a little anxiety.
Yeah, I don't love it at all. And there's a good chance I could get hurt too. So
we'll look at some of the text messages at 206-803-ROCK on some of the more embarrassing injuries. And some of these are pretty freaking great there, Taryn. One person says, I injured myself having fun with my then girlfriend. My back went out. We needed to get my roommate to help me. He still gives me a hard time about it, LOL.
Hard time.
Yes. That's the first thing I thought, too. I was like, it's quicker to write hard than difficult, I guess.
Yeah.
Another text at 206-803-ROCK. And give us a call if you have a great story as well. High-fiving my son. That's how I injured myself. He's three. He wanted me to jump up and give him a big high five. So I did. I landed and I tore my ACL.
Oh, FML. No. That's brutal.
Yeah, because you could just, I mean, I've seen it before. Like, people, like, you just take the step the wrong way, and all of a sudden, if your leg gets hyperextended, you could just blow it out.
I always enjoy seeing the, videos of athletes celebrating something great that they did, and they hurt themselves in the celebration, not in the sport.
A lot of times it happens in baseball where, like, you hit a home run, and everyone jumps on you, and you're all bouncing up and down, and you find out, oh, no, the dude just blew out his knee. That's great.
Yeah, it happens. 206-803-ROCK, what is the most embarrassing way that you have hurt yourself? I also did the one where I jumped off in college, an embankment into the road, and I broke both my heels at the same time. That was a good one.
Yeah.
I make bad choices, you guys.
Well, yes, absolutely you do. And one of them being working with us.
Yes. Paul in West Seattle, how did you hurt yourself? And it involved a roof, I understand?
Yes. Well, I thought I was Mary Poppins, and I got an umbrella and thought I could float down, and nope, it epic fail.
Oh, dude, I can only imagine. And how old were you when you tried this?
Probably about 11 or 12.
And what kind of injuries did you get?
Oh, I shattered my femur.
Oh, dude. I mean, think about how many kids probably tried that.
Epic fail, man. Epic fail.
I feel like there's probably a bunch of people around your age range, whoever's seen Mary Poppins, that thought the same thing. Like, oh, I should try this. It worked for her.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm 52 now, and I'm not going to do it again. I'll tell you that much.
I hope not. I remember being a kid and not doing it, thankfully, but grabbing like a sheet and thinking I could use it like as a parachute.
Oh, nice.
And I remember it was in my old house in Brooklyn when I was growing up as a kid. Like, it was a small house. It was like really thin, but it was a couple of stories high. And we had a porch that, you know, the garage underneath. And so you could stand on the porch, and I had the sheet getting ready to jump. And I remember my dad seeing it and just freaking the F out. Like, what are you doing? What are you, an idiot? And I was like, well, you know, looking back on it, he's right. I was an idiot. Still am. But that could have been gnarly.
Oh, for sure.
It would have probably been the same kind of a thing. Probably would have broke something pretty bad.
I remember doing that even with like a plastic shopping bag, trying to jump off of like bleachers with it. Like, is this going to let me float away? No, it's not a parachute, people. 206-803-ROCK, what is the most embarrassing way that you have hurt yourself?
So it's a few years ago, I was trail running in my local dog park. I slipped on a rogue pine cone and landed in some blackberry bushes. It was not cute.
Ouch.
Cuts all over, purple stained hands from our friend Rose in Tacoma. Yeah. Well, Danny, you injured yourself at a concert because you didn't step on a pine cone, but you stepped on a bottle.
Water bottle. It was an empty water bottle. I was jumping towards the back of the pit. I wasn't even in the pit, and I was jumping, and somebody kicked like a water bottle, and I just felt it hit under my foot, and I was like, oh. So I readjusted,
to the side of my foot, and it broke my whole foot.
How long ago was that?
Not that long ago.
2 years ago? 2021? Yeah, 3 years ago now.
Yeah, you had to get around on one of those little scooter things.
Little scooter, had the whole, and then
we
had the boot, because it happened in like September, and we had a trip planned to New York for Thanksgiving that year, and I remember being like, oh my God, I'm not going to be able to walk around New York.
Oh no.
Oh, terrible.
How about this one? Texture said, I was doing the Tarzan swinging from rope to rope and tried to grab the next one. It's a lot harder than it looks. Fell and broke my arm and wrist.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah, TV shows back in the day inspired us to do some really, like, now I get why so many shows have do not try this at home, or like Jackass, they had like the whole disclaimer thing. Because when we were kids, we're like, oh, yeah, I could jump off of a building with an umbrella.
Easy.
No problem. I could jump from rope to rope like Tarzan.
Rockaholics, we know that you are a massive fan of music, but do you think that you know music so well that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it. And if you do, you'll win tickets to Megadeth at White River Amphitheater on August 12th. 206-803-ROCK. We'll play Hook or Shook at 920.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... It can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
The Daily Mix Show presents the Extreme Music Showdown. Let's play Hook or Shook. Please sign this waiver before we continue.
Thank you.
We'll drop a 1 second snippet of the hook of a song. If you can't name the song, watch out. You're gonna get shook.
It is time to play Hook or Shook. Danny is going to play 1 second of a hook from a song that he picked out for us, and your job is to guess what that song is. This week, we're playing for tickets to see Megadeth with Mudvayne at White River Amphitheater on August 12th. Say good morning to our contestant, who is Cameron in Everett.
Howdy ho.
Hey, Cameron. So you've got to get both. You've got to get both of these songs right to win. The first one, you'll be on your own. And the second one, this is where you can get shook. As a member of our show at random, must get it right for you. If not, you lose, and caller 9 gets the tickets instead. Let's see who you're playing with, me, Migs, or Sarah.
All right, the wheels are spinning. Just pass my name, just pass Taryn's name, and I think it might land on our girl, Sarah. Look out.
She's been playing very well lately.
Yes, she has.
Right.
Thanks.
Cameron laughs. He's like, what are you talking about, people?
Yes! I hope I can scream that for you, Cameron, after we win you these tickets.
Whoa. Heck yeah.
All right, Cameron, here's your first clip. Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Oh, when I feel heavy metal. Woo-hoo.
Yep.
Oof. God, what was their name?
Well, it's a tough one because the song title, it's not even in the lyrics.
Yeah.
And it's going to be very difficult to get a hint to. This is a tough one.
Sarah, do you know the artist or the song?
I think I might know the artist. I don't know the song, though.
Okay.
Is it?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so when you're looking at something and you can't see it, you might think it's like when all the letters kind of come together. What is a word for that?
What?
Like, you know, if you're looking at a menu and you can't really read it.
Maybe you don't have your glasses on when you're looking at the menu and you're trying to read, but you can't because
the font and your vision is...
Yeah, it's blur.
Okay.
Blurry.
I like how Sarah's looking at us like she just crushed it. I mean, she did have a little help from Taryn.
A lot of help.
And then do you want to help with the title?
Man, I know I used to know it 20 years ago.
The title...
Oh, okay. So it's two words. The second word is the number that comes after one.
Indeed.
What?
Wow.
Cameron.
Two.
Okay, there we go. Okay, that's the second word. The first word is what we play on the radio. What are they called?
Song two?
There we go!
That is the stupidest name for a song.
It is a terrible name.
Woo-hoo! Cameron.
I miss the 90s, don't
you? Somehow we got there.
Was it song two on the, like, was it number two on the album?
I was just trying to figure out if it was the second song on that record.
Because if it's not, they're really messing with us.
Right? All right, Sarah, are you ready?
Song two or a song like hashtag two?
I think it's just song two.
I think it's song two, yeah.
No hashtag.
Yeah. Sarah, are you ready?
I guess. Right on. Oh, let's just play it one more time.
Can
I love
I
this song.
Can I help you?
I want to help you.
Yes, please help me.
So, what are you doing with a, you know, when you have a cigarette, what are you about to do to it? What happens after you put your lighter to it?
It's lit.
That's right.
And it's by...
Wait, what?
No. I mean, and it's called... I know this, Cameron. You don't have to help me. My own worst enemy.
Sarah, have you been drinking this morning? And if so, can you give us some?
Indeed.
You're my girl.
That's right, Cameron.
I thought that was adorable because you clearly knew it, but Cameron still wanted to give you a hint and you took it.
That was sweet.
Yeah, that was awesome.
He loves the game.
It was back and forth. I wanted to reciprocate.
Yeah.
That is a true gentleman.
Because of all that reciprocation, you get to go see Megadeth with Mudvayne at White River on August 12th.
That's the key to a strong marriage right there. Reciprocation.
Yes.
Let's go.
Communication.
Also, Sarah had no idea that Lit is now a country band.
Ooh. Well, they're back to being pop punk.
Well, ish.
I watched a recent YouTube documentary.
Not.
I did.
You did not.
I did.
What is with you and all these weird documentaries?
It just showed up on my little thing and it said, here, whatever happened to Lit. And I'm like, you know, I like to know whatever happened. I kind of knew what happened to them, but I wanted to know what happened to them in the eyes of this person who made the documentary.
Did you find it fascinating, what they thought?
Loved every second of it.
Wow.
It was like 12 minutes. It was worth a watch.
12 minutes?
I like how you call a documentary 12 minutes. Like, I feel like a documentary at least has to be an hour or something.
Like, that just seems like a status update.
Oh, so we're putting rules to documentaries?
Yeah.
A little bit.
I think you just use that word to sound fancy.
We call that a vignette?
Yeah. And honestly, it was some dude on YouTube. It wasn't even, like, officially sanctioned by the band.
Oh,
my
God.
Some guy made his own, like, documentary about them.
I hate you. That is so ridiculous.
And can confirm, song two is the second song on that album.
Okay.
There you
go. The third song called song three?
It's called Song Go F Yourself, actually. It's actually called Country Sad Ballad something.
That's, if you're going to do the trend, why it should be
Country
the whole
Sad
thing.
Ballad Man.
Mm, that does not sound great.
Mm. I'll have to watch a documentary about it. I'll let you know.
Please.
If we have talked about something this morning that you want to talk about, call us up now. 206-803-ROCK. We'll check in with the Rockaholics after Sum 41.
The Daily Migs Show.
Thank you for calling and texting the Daily Migs Show this morning. We are checking in with the Rockaholics right now. So please do call if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show this morning or anything that's on your mind. 206-803-ROCK. Mel from Seattle, you and I both had an injury that involved falling down the stairs, but tell us a little bit more about your weird injury.
When I was in my 20s, I was living in this duplex in Linwood that for some reason there was this one summer where there was an excessive amount of these abnormally large mosquito hawks.
What the hell is a mosquito hawk?
Like a crane fly.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
What the hell is a crane fly? I'm kidding.
A giant mosquito. But they were collecting, like, outside on the wall, like, where the parking garage was. But I was having a party one time, and one of them got in the house. And I don't kill bugs. I always catch them and take them outside. But this was too big. It was like a small bird. It was so big. And it was so big that I didn't want to crush it in the paper towel because it just seemed inhumane. So instead, I ran upstairs with it in the paper towel and threw it in the toilet, closed the lid, and flushed the toilet.
Okay.
And then everybody went home, and I went to bed. And in the middle of the night, I got up to use the bathroom, and I have a nightlight in there, so I didn't turn the light on. Just went in there in the dark. Pull my pants down, sit down on the toilet, and all of a sudden I feel this like fluttering on my cheeks. Oh. And I immediately knew that it was the crane fly that somehow he escaped the paper towel and didn't go down the toilet.
Wait, so he swam his way back up to the top of the toilet and was just waiting for your ass to get revenge?
I think so. And then I kicked the door open and like run out of the bathroom and fall down the stairs with my pants around my ankles.
Oh, my gosh.
There was people sleeping on the couch.
Oh, no.
Wait, did you get bit by it?
Oh, no. I guess those things don't actually really bite.
Oh.
I did not care. As soon as I felt that, and you could hear it, too, it was going.
We have audio of you responding to it. And you said this.
Oh my god! That's what my nightmare will be made of tonight.
Could you imagine that? All of a sudden you feel something poking on your butt?
No, thank you.
No.
Juan in Lakewood, we were talking about mutton busting this week, and you have mutton busted in your youth.
No, my son does.
Oh, yes. Your son?
Yeah.
How old's your son?
He's bull right. He was 5, 6, and 7 at the Puyallup State Fair.
No way. Oh, so he did it over there.
Huh?
So he did it over the Puyallup Fairgrounds. And now, how old is he now?
Now he's 12, and he does the bull riding, steer riding.
Wow.
Does he wear a helmet?
Yeah, he has to wear a helmet. You know, everybody does now. It's for their safety.
And how many days a week does he train for this?
They start in September down south in the Lazy HK Ranch. You should look them up. It's pretty cool.
No one... Did he come up to
one
you?
One weekend is the training, and the other weekend is the actual competition.
Did he come up to you originally and say, "Dad, I want to ride some. I want to be a mutton buster."
He was little, bro.
What's that?
Since he was little.
Wow.
Really?
He was little. He by himself.
Wow. Has he gotten hurt from it?
I'm a city folk, and he's the one that's a country guy. He
that's
loves
awesome.
Animals and horses and all that.
Wow.
But that's what he likes, and we just got to support him.
I love that.
Awesome.
Owen from Kent, what are your weekend plans?
I have some very exciting plans to me. I get to run an excavator up on my uncle's property in Monroe,
and we're going to dig some trails on his property so he can get back there and chop up firewood.
Is it okay if I send my son Barrett out there? Because he would love to learn that, too.
I was just about to ask, is this Barrett in 20 years? Right?
Barrett, little Barrett.
Yeah, he would love that.
All right.
Steve Meigs, I know you're a plant-based weirdo now.
Yes.
But do you consider boneless chicken wings to be chicken wings?
No. No, don't even get me started on that. It's a complete another crap. They're just chicken nuggets.
Get this,
though. Stop lying to people.
Boneless chicken wings are now being disputed in court, and we're going to tell you all about it at 9:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Ohio Supreme Court has ruled that boneless wings do not guarantee that the food is actually free of bones. This case involves a man named...
I can't believe this went to court.
Michael Berkheimer. He was injured by a bone in what he thought to be boneless wings.
Ah, Berkheimer.
He sued the restaurant, the supplier, and the farm, claiming negligence. And then now they've decided that boneless wings is actually just a term for a cooking style. It doesn't actually promise that the meat is, in fact, bone-free. So now do we got to call them bone-free wings if we...
Oh, come on. Are we really arguing this? Is this what's going on? Like, if...
I don't even know what to say to that. I don't even know. Like, it's a cooking style? No, there's no bones in boneless wings.
Well, now this says that...
I guess not.
The majority opinion stated that diners understand that chicken has bones, and therefore you would not expect that chicken tenders or nuggets would be completely bone-free.
I have got one with a bone in it before.
A boneless chicken wing?
A boneless chicken wing that has a bone in it.
Were you happy that they finally followed through with the promise of it being... A wing?
I didn't really care. Yeah. I was like one of those, like, I bit into it and I was like, oh, that's a bone. Gotta kick that out.
Like, I don't expect bones in, like, chicken tenders.
Mm-mm.
No. But now maybe you need to.
I guess that's probably why they're just trying to cover their ass and stuff like that.
But they just shouldn't call them boneless wings anyway.
How do you feel about that? Do you think that basically chicken nuggets should be called boneless chicken wings?
No. I think that boneless chicken wings should be just called nuggets or tenders.
Right.
Yeah.
It's weird that's even an argument, but some people just are very passionate about it.
I think we should just get rid of boneless chicken wings altogether and just have the, you know, the flats and the drumsticks.
Right, and then just have, if you go like Buffalo Wild Wings, let's just use an example. You go, you're going to get chicken wings. Okay, you're going to get flats or drummies.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If you don't want that, then say, sir, can I get the chicken tenders or the chicken nuggets or something along those lines? I don't know why we have to make it like we have to like spice them up by calling them boneless chicken wings.
It's not that.
It's also a different kind of meat. Like, I mean, I know it's chicken, but different, I mean, it's white meat as opposed to the dark meat.
Now, I remember being the plant-based weirdo. They make, have you seen them make the attempts to try and make chicken wings?
No. Does it have something in it?
Yeah.
Yes. What? I have yet to try them. I thought I did. I thought I found them at a store because I'm fascinated by this. Like, it's apparently like, it's like a soy bone that they put inside and then build, like, this fake chicken around it, which sounds just like a waste of time and energy, if you ask me.
But. Wait, does that mean that you can eat the bone part?
Yes. I think on some of them, you can, like, reuse it, like, if you want to make more or something like that. Like, you can go on, like, Amazon and buy fake chicken bones to make your own fake chicken wings.
That is the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I want to try it so bad, but I don't want to, like, I'm not going to, like, spend a ridiculous amount of money to make it happen, but it's such a weird thing.
It is. I went to a restaurant and they had them, and I, of course, had to buy them because I've never experienced that whole... You don't eat the whole thing because their quote-unquote bone was kind of like, it was like a chopstick.
Yeah.
And it was so weird for me to eat. And then at one point I was like, George, like, wait, is this real? Like, I'm nervous. Like, you know, he was like, no, it's a chopstick. It's not a bone in there. It's not real. And I was like, oh, okay, phew.
See, but are you like your brother? Because your brother grew up vegetarian, and he can't have anything with any kind of bone. He's not anymore.
Oh, my
like,
God.
He can have chicken, but he can't eat anything off of a bone. So I don't think he would like that, even if it was a fake bone.
I've seen some that look so cartoony. It looks like a Flintstones bone. And then they just put like what looks like some kind of breaded tofu thing on it. And I'm like, we don't need to go this crazy, do we?
That's what I had, yeah. No, I could not imagine. Like, if I was this guy suing, I get it. Like, if I was ever to start eating meat and I got a boneless anything and there was a bone in it, I'm so not... Like, just the thought of a bone being in your meal freaks me out.
Yeah, but this person is someone that's already been enjoying meat. I don't know if they're as freaked out as you would be.
Right, but yeah. I get why he was like, what is this bone doing here?
Yeah, I found a picture online of someone, I put it on Reddit, and there's a vegan chicken wing with a wood bone inside of it.
That is so wild.
It just seems so unnecessary.
Wait, we are living in the future.
What did you say? A wood bone?
A wood bone.
Sorry.
Give me that wood bone.
Are the Mariners actually going to try to make a run for the playoffs this season, Steve Miggs? It seems that way, and we're going to tell you about it during the Daily Miggs download after White Stripes.
The Daily Miggs Show.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Miggs download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And one day before the Men's Room World Tour at the 884 Pub in Bremerton.
The 884 Pub.
884.
Correct.
Don't say 888. What did I say?
You said 884.
884.
The disrespect.
I think it's fine.
But you're rocking.
She's now blacklisted.
Right.
You're wearing a Black Raven t-shirt.
Yeah, I got this from Black Raven.
Go figure. Sarah's going to the party.
Yeah.
She's ready. She's absolutely
Sarah's
ready.
Sarah's always ready to party.
Yeah. You know it.
And we have a party bus.
Oh, man. Bremerton.
She was like, I don't know. I was like, we're going to get a party bus. She was like, and.
Is there a pole on it?
Oh, my. I hope so.
Oh, oh boy.
Yeah, Ryan's like, we have a party bus. And she said.
Yes. Literally.
Yep. If there is a pole on the party bus, I will be seeing my way off of said bus because I don't need the HR nightmare that would follow that.
Oh.
Then he threw quarters at me.
Quarters! Quarters, Ryan! Not even $1.
Pick up your filthy quarters.
Hey, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law and the Mariners. They put some money towards a brand new player. We've been saying, pitching's been great. The bats need to come alive. And, well, they picked up a guy over from Tampa Rays, Randy Arozarena, who's an outfielder and apparently has a very strong bat. He was a Rookie of the Year back in 2021, a 2023 All-Star. He's been playing really well for his team, so hopefully he'll continue his playing ways with the Seattle Mariners as they definitely need some bat support. And they'll be taking on the Chicago White Sox in Chicago today and for the rest of the weekend.
Show me that strong bat, Randy.
Get over here, Randy Arozarena.
Also from the world of athletics, the 2024 Paris Olympics opening ceremony starts in about 30 minutes. Athletes from all around the world are arriving in France. Nearly 600 will represent Team USA. We have 250 returning Olympians and 122 medalists. You can watch the ceremony on NBC Peacock and the NBC and NBC Olympic apps. And it's hosted by Mike Tirico, Kelly Clarkson, and Peyton Manning.
Kelly Clarkson!
The event will showcase everything from music and dance and performances. It's going to be a really cool opening ceremony.
And so Gojira!
Gojira's going to be there. Plus, any Olympic events that involve the term shuttlecock, clean and jerk, snatch, and hooking, that means I'm in.
I'm in.
Closing ceremony.
Some of my favorite sports.
August 11th. So we got like a full 2 weeks of this goodness.
And let's not forget the breaststroke as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, throw it out there. Hey, as far as weather, we're going to hit a high of 76 degrees. It's going to be sunny. The DMD is brought to you by Kia of Puyallup, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12 Pack.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.